And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Upboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa back in the Mighty 1090 studio with Mr. Dale Hightower from Seaguar, talking Seaguar fluorocarbon and talking some phenomenal fishing. My gosh, how much happens in a week while I'm gone, right?
I don't want to say that, man, but that's what it takes to get it going. I'll book you next trip.
Well,
no problem.
You know how it is. Every time I leave, it starts to get good.
Sometimes, there's some great fishing going on right now, and we're talking about it. And, boy, we were talking about that all day yesterday. It's such a great lead-in to this season going on. There's yellows up and down the beach, the bluefin factor around right now. I mean, there's legitimate shots right now to go leave and catch a bluefin, and it's April. The stage is set to be a really good
April.
One. Yeah, exactly. And we're having a great one today, man. Lots of good fun and really, really good information with Dale Hightower here talking about Seaguar fluorocarbon, literally the man that knows everything there is to know about Seaguar and fluorocarbon in general, and we're pumped to have him in here, and we're pumped to hear from you this morning. Been a very busy show. If you want to get through, here's your shot, 877-792-1090. The phones were totally full going into the break. We had somebody drop off, so there's your shot, 877-792-1090. It's open right now. Local line totally full, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities here in the second hour if you want to get through on that one. It's 858-457-1090. As we said earlier in the show, not only is Dale hooking us up with all this great info on fluorocarbon, also brought such a killer prize. I'm telling you, if you're the lucky winner, you're going to be so stoked to open this bag. It is a bag literally full of spools of Seaguar pink fluorocarbon. Everything 15-pound through 40-pound, you're going to be set for a season's worth of fishing full of Seaguar fluorocarbon. And again, that's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
And a three-quarter day trip to go fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fisherman with Captain Brian Willie is going to be added to that pack. So you can take your new fluorocarbon, which is perfect for inshore fishing. It's like an inshore fishing pack. Or you could do offshore fishing with it.
I think it's good for 40, everything.
You can fish out from overnight to 5 days.
Three-quarter-day fishing out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing with Captain Brian Woolley. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are literally packed up solid. This time we're going to talk to Dave calling us from ANZA this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah,
I heard you're called in from Panama yesterday morning, and then here you are bright and early in the San Diego studio. That's quite a 24-hour marathon.
Yeah, it's a long trek for sure, but we made it. Midnight last night, landed.
Yeah, well, you'll sleep good tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, question I have for your guest there. You know, I've got Power Pro on Spectra on all my reels, and I always use the fluorocarbon top shot. I've been on the seminar trips where that's a setup, straight fluorocarbon to the Spectra, and I realize the advantage of that, that you can just so sensitive feeling your bait and the light line going through the water, but I'm still kind of an old-school monofilament guy. I like that shock absorption. In fact, one boat captain told me that the Spectra should never even touch the line until I've done my farthest cast. So what's going to be the best compromise? How much mono should I use to have that advantage of the shock absorption, but not so much that I'm losing the advantage of Spectra on my reel?
Okay, so I'm gonna go against you on this one, Dave. I just think if you're fishing the right reels, if you're fishing the small two-speed lever drag reels, those things are designed to fish Spectra and designed to pull hard. And I think putting a shock absorber in the middle of it kind of defeats what I like about that whole connection, that whole fluorocarbon. The braid is the amount of pressure you can put on those fish with the, you know, it's about getting fish in quick. I mean, I like to pull on fish, but your chances of landing a good fish is greater when you can put them on the deck quicker, and it gets you back in the water to catch another one. So I see it all the time. I'm a little perplexed by it because I think where technology is today is braid and fluoro, and if you want shock absorption, I've gone back to fishing a little softer rods. So I believe it or not, broke out some old Calstar E-Glass blanks out that I've had for a long time. And I pretty much fight these fish from the reel, and when I get them close to the boat, so when I usually typically use the rod, it's that shock absorber when it's close. And you see that, Dave, from, you know, local fishing all the way up to the ultra long range trips. That it's just, I think putting a mono connection defeats what we're trying to do and what technology is. It's like breaking out an iPhone 3 in my book. That's just a personal choice. I'm sure you, other guys will give you a different deal, but everything from local fishing to 16 day trips, I don't have any mono at all in connection between braid and fluoro.
I think you nailed it, that something, you know, especially if it's rough, something's got to give, and you can put the give into your rod just as easy. Like those, you know, you might think about using, extending your rod length a little bit, a little longer rod. Like the Therese line from Shimano, especially those 8 foot, the 8 foot bait rods, it's a longer rod and it's got a much softer tip section. All the power is at the bottom end of the rod. So rather than having the mono be what is your shock absorber, the rod tip is. So when they're shaking their head or moving around, that rod bends more at the tip to keep the hook into place.
Good suggestion.
And if you are really confident about your connections, which I am, that I'm not worried about give. I mean, I'm confident in every connection I tie.
Do you test your connections?
I tell people you have to love your knots. Love them, not like them. This is not a short-term relationship.
If you don't tie the what you think is the perfect knot, you just cut it off and retie it.
Absolutely, and especially when you're talking, you know, quality fish.
Big fish.
So if you have connection confidence. You'll pull hard and you'll land more fish and you'll catch more fish.
And if pulling hooks is an issue, you can always step your hook size up too. You know, the bite from a little bit larger hook is always going to hang a little better than a smaller one. So,
thanks for the call, Dave. Captain Mark Gillette, Eclipse Sport Fishing. Mark, you agreeing with all that?
I am. I absolutely am. And I couldn't agree even more with Mr. Hightower there. And speaking of connections, we are connected with Mr. Hightower now, doing some sponsored trips aboard the Eclipse and the Commander with Stegar and Hayabusa Hooks, so we're very proud to announce that here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I think we got a trip on the Commander on the 28th of this month, don't we?
Yep, 28th of this month, leaving the 27th out of Long Beach Sport Fishing with Captain Josh Walton and the crew there. They had a good trip list last week from Long Beach Sport Fishing, catching 41 bluefin tuna out of Long Beach in April. I don't think I'd ever imagine myself in 30 years of sport fishing being able to say that.
Well, I didn't think I'd see four wahoo on your boat this last year either, being a part of that. So, and I'll be on that trip, by the way, Mark, and I'll have a care package for all the anglers on the boat.
It'll involve
some Hayabusa hooks, you know, Seaguar fluorocarbon, and Mark invited me out there to do a fluorocarbon seminar for all the guys and the or gals that are out there fishing. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for the opportunity, Mark.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you on and getting everybody exposed to this pink fluorocarbon, which is just a perfect fluorocarbon to be using for this bluefin tuna. It is light line fish out there right now. And so you guys want to make sure that you do have your fluorocarbon with you when you come out and go fishing, because this bluefin does – it does bite okay in the morning on 30 and 40 pound test line, but once that sun starts getting up, the fluorocarbon is really imperative to have tied onto your line there or onto your rod there. So 20 and 25 pound test is the key here for this bluefin tuna that's out there right now.
So are you running trips on the Eclipse to go chase them?
Yeah, we're running trips on both the Commander and the Eclipse. Commander leaving out of Long Beach Sport Fishing. So you guys don't want to make the drive to San Diego, you can check us out from down there. Obviously, a little bit longer boat ride, but you'll be where you need to be and have plenty of opportunity to catch fish. And if you want to come down to San Diego, you can come on down to C4 Sport Fishing. We have day and a half, and I think Fridays we're online for one-day trips. So you guys want to check out that. It's, you know, I know a lot of times you want to, you know, take that shorter half a day off, but sometimes, you know, that bluefin's been on the morning feed right now, but eventually it's going to start moving to more of an afternoon feed like it was when it first started off. So that's where those day-and-a-half trips are really important, be able to get that extra half a day in there to be able to fish till sundown. So, and I think you might have a better chance of catching a bigger fish, too. So,
pretty sweet we're talking about this in April, right?
No, April 10th, too. It's not this is the end of April.
Yeah, well, I know it's
this is actually before
I'm enjoying talking
season.
About it, that's for sure.
Before trout opener. Yeah,
before
that's a good form.
Before the trout before opener, the trout we're talking opener. Big bluefin. This is awesome.
Pretty
what?
Awesome, for sure.
It's a great thing, and you guys want to come out, and especially early season here, you guys want to come out and then check out the boats at a lower ticket price. Now is the time. Early season ticket price is a little bit lower than peak of summer prices, so you guys can come out and check out the boats now. make your decisions on some of our multi-day trips. So we've got our multi-day trip schedules up on the Eclipse. So guys want to come out and check us out, EclipseSportFishing.com, CommanderSportFishing.com, and, of course, if you're looking to do a charter, call me directly at 619-518-8701 for both boats. And I'll let you guys go. You guys have a great Sunday. And Tideline, Sharp Hooks, we're out.
Thank you very much. Mark. Appreciate that. Mark Gillette, always a great guy, and just doing a super job with both those boats. You connected with the right people.
Yeah, no, it's like the operations first class on, you know, on,
that's
both,
cool.
on both boats.
So if somebody wants to go on these, they can go to Eclipse Sport Fishing or Commando Sport Fishing and just look for the Seaguar Hayabusa sponsored trips, and they get free product.
Yeah, I'm gonna do
and they get to go fishing with you.
I'm going to do a little swag and get out there. And, you know, Mark gave me the opportunity to go out there. And, you know, and it's, for me, I love fishing and I love educating people, and what a great opportunity to be on the water, and especially with what's going on.
Do you wear that LA Dodger hat when you go fishing?
Yeah, I've got to support the local team. Well, I live in Orange County.
This guy, this is the home of the Padres, the Mighty 1090,
right.
And he wears a Dodger hat into the studio.
How'd that opening, series work
out? Like I said, typically I always give him just the ration when he comes in here. But with the, you know, current events this week, I just decided to let it go, you know, with how the this particular week went.
Yeah,
I
just, we'll just let it go.
Yeah, I decided not to make a real big deal.
But I couldn't let
it
go through the whole show.
Yeah,
we had to get to that.
Good call.
Sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
All right. How about we talk to Cliff? He's got us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Once again, a wonderful show. Hey, I got two quick questions. The main one is about not longevity or durability. So if I go out and I've got my 4 or 5 foot top shot and I don't get any big fights, so I've got my nice John Collins knot and I've got my hook on, is that something I should retie every time I put my rod in the garage for a week and I go out again? Should I have to retie it all, or is that something that'll last a few times?
Well, I look at it as how many fish you caught on it. So let's say you just tied that leader on there and, you know, maybe you caught one fish on it and there's no abrasion on the leader and you wind it up or, you know, get ready to do it again the next week. It's absolutely fine.
Okay.
But, you know, I treat every leader like, you know, how many fish I caught on it, what's the condition. If you pulled on it really good on a good fish, I'm changing it. I just don't even, I think.
Though it has great abrasion resistance.
Right. I just say you've gotten your use out of that. And I mean good fish, like the quality of bluefin we're talking, that 40-50 pound
you catch
bluefin,
a 50-pound bluefin.
You know, yeah, exactly. I'm not chancing the next 40 to just because stuff goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
You know, you get a good fish. I mean, it's no different than when you're fishing the long trips, right, Rick? You catch an 80-pounder on your deal, you feel pretty okay that can put it out again. You catch one over 100, that leader's getting retired, you know.
Just
because the next fish might be 250.
Exactly.
You know.
But if you don't get that hookup, then a couple trips or two or three trips on your braid to fluoro knot is, you don't need to retie that.
Yeah, well, we're hoping you catch a bunch of fish and you have to keep it tied.
Of course.
I think that's one of those things that just can't be a black or white answer. You know what I mean? It's just, it all depends on how much use that thing got. You know what I mean? And it might not even be a bunch of fish. You might have hung the bottom a handful of times, or you might have been rubbing underneath the boat once or twice. You know, just whatever it is.
Sure.
I just don't think that's going to be a black.
When in doubt, test it.
Yeah. When in doubt, change it out.
Change it out, or make sure that it's right, because like Dale says, you get that one bite.
Yeah.
You may be fishing all day long for that one bite.
Exactly.
And you get that one bite, you got to make sure.
And I'm a big confidence guy. You got to have confidence in your system. Period. Everything from your reel, your rod, your hooks you're using, the fluoro, the braid, the knots.
That's what I was wondering, if it sits in the garage for a week, even though we rinsed it, and
I don't think it did get bit.
It was just trolling some bait, but it did not get bit.
Yeah.
Then it's probably fine, though.
Yeah, the elements aren't going to do it. But as long as you have, if you don't have confidence in your whole system,
sure,
then you need to take a look and change something.
If you have time, the last question is, what's the difference between the blue and the pink?
Let's see. So the blue label, double structure formula, it's going to be true diameter. The pink is single structure, a little smaller diameter, and obviously the pink tint to it gives those of us that are old, you know, 20 plus year pre-fluorocarbon pink days of pink gets bit better.
Okay.
So I tell everybody, on a really scratchy, tough bite, I'm grabbing pink. Just it takes everything out of the equation.
But,
hey, thanks for being on the show. This has been wonderful.
The Premier and the Blue Label are both
higher, double structure.
They're double structure, higher quality.
Higher quality, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Cliff, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate you joining us. Captain Brandon Hayward, good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing? Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
I feel like kind of like Brandon today. You know, it's like, you know, not a lot of sleep,
tired,
you know, tired,
fishing
you know,
all week.
Worn out, fishing all week. It's kind of like the life of Brandon.
You got 3 months ahead of you without a single day off.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
we're getting there. Add in a couple kids pulling out your leg and speaking German, and you'll be right.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anyways, I just wanted to say good morning, and a little bit of news on the one-man charters front. I added a second boat. So I don't know what makes a fleet. I think it's three, but we have two boats now. I was just full for a lot of my lobster stuff and that prime time stuff and weekends, et cetera. And I wanted to kind of diversify a little bit. So I got a great new center console skiff and two guys who I'm really excited to work with running them, Justin Reynolds and James Lega.
Oh, wow.
So whereas people have been calling, I've been saying I'm full and I can't take you till July. I have that other boat, so that kind of opens things up. And on the flip, we're doing a special trip on the Commander. I know Mark called a little bit earlier. We're going to kind of try on one of these mothership trips and see if it gets some legs to it. It leaves the 1st, May 1st, and fishes on the 2nd and the 3rd, 2.5 day. Get home the morning of the 4th, San Clemente Island. It'll let you fish from the big boat, and it'll let you fish from the small boat on a couple skiff rotations. Clemente is one of those places. There's two different styles to the fishing. One of them is that in-tight calico bass, boiler rock stuff, and fishing halibut in the shallows. So it'll be a cool blend. And for guys who have mostly fished on sport boats, it'll be a cool little toe dip into the world of skiff fishing. So
sounds awesome.
Way cool.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll work and we'll get bookings or whatever. It might be a little too high concept or whatever. Who knows? Or maybe it'll be a great thing and we'll do one every month next year. I don't know.
I love the idea. That's awesome. That's a great idea. So how does one get on one of those or get more information on it?
You can book it right through the Commander website, commandersportfishing.com. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, 949-212-0719, or go to my website. And it's priced at $550. I think it's a good value for two full days of fishing, skiff rotations, all your meals, and everything.
That seems really reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
No doubt.
That does.
Yeah, so.
Now, what about, is there any thought, if this works out, to doing that for lobster?
I never even really thought about that. What I thought is if it works out, you know, bring both boats over there and kind of next level it too.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I think that's a great idea.
There's a lot of fun little niche type plays, but it's just a matter of getting the people and the support. So we're gonna try it on. It's limited to 16 people. There'll be 4 people on the skiff, so there'll never be more than 12 people fishing from the big boat and anchor up in Pyramid Cove at night, have a nice dinner and all that good stuff. So
sweet.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So we'll see.
All right.
I got to see a photo of the new boat. It's beautiful. I mean, a very, very cool skiff, especially with obviously, you know, things can and do change, but the way the fishing is right now with really good surface iron opportunities for both yellowtail and the bluefin segment coming over, like, you want to talk about an awesome platform to fish from. That new boat's going to be rad.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's got a big bait tank, bigger than my Parker, and, you know, I love my Parker. That's my ultimate boat for what I do, but I just wanted to do something because not everyone wants to fish for sea bass or lobsters or that type of stuff. Yeah. So,
well, we should mention that you're a West Coast Marine Kevin Kelly pro staff too with that Parker.
It's my favorite boat, and if I had the role for it, I would have just got the same boat and cloned it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Brandon, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do that?
Yeah, the website, onemancharters.com, and I just I'm not real active on social this time of year, but I did just put up my recent schedule, or this season schedule out till August 1st. And I know it's been kind of headbutted into people a little bit, but if you want to go fishing this summer on any operation, on any of the popular 3-packs or 6-packs or sport boats, I know it's been said time and time again, but if you want a weekend in August, July, early September, and you haven't booked yet, just don't be surprised if you have to go with some bottom rung stuff, because stuff goes fast, and especially the caliber of fishing and the bluefin is getting everyone kind of jonesing. So even if things are snug, just put $100 down with someone, and I would go for it now, because it's not going to be there when things, quote, go off.
Such good advice, man. No doubt about it. Everything that's worthy of going on is getting full or is full already. And if you want to be a part of it, man, just make it happen right now.
Yeah, no matter who you go with or what city or what landing or whatever, it's my big advice to anyone right now.
Good call, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you, Brandon. Hey, we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much. Okay, next Sunday, big day.
Huge day.
Day at the docks. And what number is this, Catherine Miller?
37.
Oh,
37
wow. Cool.
Years of Day at the Docks. It's a celebration of sport fishing at the San Diego Landings. Tell us about it, Catherine.
Well, it happens 9 to 5, Sunday the 17th. And it's, you know, it's a little for, something for everyone, a little things for the kids. There's shopping, there's seminars, there's boat tours. I mean, I don't know where to start, but the whole program is on our website. You can actually look at the event program page by page, plan your schedule out. We've got some great seminars set up, and you're going to be there that morning broadcasting, I understand, Pete.
Yes, we will. Rick and I will be broadcasting live right there from Day at the Docks, right in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and that's always a great start. We'll have – there's such a great abundance of people at Day at the Docks that we can draw some from. So we don't really have a scheduled guest. We just run around and grab people and say, hey,
so-and-so.
Come on, sit down here. And it's kind of like the variety show every year. It just works out really, really well, and it's always a fun time and a fun event. And then so we talked about it earlier. Captain Dave Hansen's going to do his show down there, and then a lot of other great seminars on the big seminar stage, right?
Right. We start off the day on the main stage with Chris Randall, and he's talking about offshore fishing. And then Fred Huber's taking the stage. It's the first time for Fred taking the main
Freddy.
Stage.
Freddy, oh, cool. Way to go.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
He's going to be talking about, you know, the introduction to sport fishing, getting the new timers one out there the first time. And so that's going to be fun to see. And then we've got some really great talent on the main stage, on the, the long-range stage, secret long-range stage. And Tom Miranda from Cousins Tackle is going to be doing something on yellowtail and halibut. We've got Mike Lackey doing a piece on 3 to 10 day trips.
Wow.
Boy, you got a, that's an awesome
lineup.
Lined up
some guys that we don't normally hear from. It's
that's
hard
great,
to get.
Catherine.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
We're very happy to have their participation this year. So there's a lot going on.
Cool.
And you can pick up the whole schedule on our website at sportfishing.org.
Sportfishing.org has the whole things. So, of course, kicks off the pre-show with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup 7 to 9 a.m., and then the actual event is 9 to 5, is that right?
9 to 5.
Yeah, and what about parking? You guys always do such a good job with shuttling.
On Shelter Island, there's lots of free parking, and there's double-decker buses running all day long back and forth to the festival. So don't worry about parking, but get down there early and stay late.
Yeah, it's a great event and lots of fun. We'll be there. Looking forward to seeing you, Catherine, and the whole gang there. And I think Fisherman's Landing Tackle is probably going to have a pretty good sale going on, too.
I think they will.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Already full speed ahead. We can't wait, Catherine. It's an awesome day. You do a great job, and we love to participate in it.
Well, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you down there next week.
All right. Stay at the docks 1 week from today. We'll see you there. Thanks, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, the phone lines are literally packed solid. Every single phone line we have is full, so we're going to jump right back in. Norman in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Thanks, Norman, for hanging on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question about shelf life got asked earlier, so I'll ask another question. I use a lot of Seaguard G-Max tippet and 8-pound test. And I noticed that is way, the breaking strength of that, I never measured it, but it must be way over 8 pounds. And I know this is the case, too, for a lot of other fluorocarbons, cigar lines. And what is a point of making it so, over the breaking strength so much? I mean, shouldn't it be closer to the breaking strength? If it's going to be 20 pounds, it should break about 20.
Well, I'll back up a couple of steps, and then I'll answer the questions as it relates to Seaguar. So there's never been a standard in the fishing tackle industry for fishing line, never. So I worked for Fenwick in the late 80s, early 90s, where Berkeley owned them at the time. And they, you know, like Berkeley's 10-pound line would break at 17, and their thought process was that you could tie a bad knot and it's still going to break at 10 pounds.
Oh, really?
So the monofilament, and starting with monofilament, it's always been overrated because of knot strength and other things that affect. So that was their thought process. The only thing that has ever been like standard has been the IGFA, which is the actual break strength of the line. So I believe.
So if you're fishing IGFA rated 10 pound, it's going to break at 10 pound.
Right.
If you're fishing.
And there's, by the way, there's no guarantee that either. If you actually read IGFA rules, the only way you could probably guarantee that anything's going to qualify for an IGFA record is to actually buy a spool line, even if it's IGFA rated.
Right.
Send it to IGFA, have IGFA test it.
Pre-test it.
Right. Send it back to you, fish it. And there might be a chance it still doesn't qualify. So anybody interested in IGFA, so that's the actual true tensile break strength of a fishing line. Okay, so with Seaguar, a lot of our stuff tries to be more like IGFA. So if you actually look at, I think, Flora Premier, it's IGFA rated. So it breaks pretty close to what that is. It's small diameter. The G-Max is our best product we've ever made, even a little bit better than Tatsu.
Come on.
You know, it is. But we only make it to, like, 25 pound, which is super small diameter, high tensile strength, made for the fly fishing business, double structure, great knot strength. It is, I think, pretty close to what it breaks at. It's based on diameter, not break strength, because tippet material is not measured in break strength. It's measured in diameter.
Oh.
So the 8-pound Grand Max that you, even though it seems really strong, it is. It's because of the tremendous knot strength that that product has. So,
the knot is always going to be the weak link.
Always be the weak link.
If you're just measuring the line that was clamped where there were no knots in it, it's going to break significantly higher.
Right.
Than
and what Seaguar's very, very particular about is you can have a great tensile strength product, but a lot of products fail in the knot strength. Mm-hmm. And we all know that you have to tie a knot to attach it to a hook. At least I checked, unless you crimp. But I don't think anybody's going to be crimping a fly to 3X tippet.
Yeah.
So knot strength super important. So when we're developing that resins, that you know that's very important to making our product, and that double structure technology, which is a Seaguar exclusive, where we're using two different floral resins. The outer resin that we use is to give you that great knot strength. So that 8-pound Grand Max that seems more than eight, it's probably still eight.
So
it's just that the knot strength's so great that you're getting the full 8 pounds out of it.
So I was going to tell Norman one of the a little fly fishing tip there to get the Tatsu instead, but that's not true. It's the different product then.
Yeah, it's actually Seaguar grades everything. Like you know, the best product that we make out of, like, believe it or not, out of everything is our fly fishing tippet material. It's super. It's diameter related. So fly fishing is not based on break strength. It's based on diameter.
6X, 5X,
right?
4X,
and so 6X would be 5 thousandths in diameter. Double structure, great knot strength. It's a tad bit better than Tatsu, when Tatsu is just a tad bit better than Flora Premier. So
yeah,
we're talking such minute deals.
But you guys make such incredible products. It's like, just use it.
Yeah, it's all. It's
I love
all,
Pink Label, and that's way down the list.
Yeah,
that's what I use, and I pull super hard on.
And I'm with you, Rick.
Yeah.
But once again, knot connections,
sure,
knots, all
sure.
That stuff's important.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot for the call, Norman.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of more great info just like that. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Dale Hightower of Seaguar. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging. 3X must-have treble hooks and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs, hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
Cast Tours is a family owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano. We talked all about the great rods and reels we use down in Panama, like the cranks to pull on 120-pound tuna. You want to try those if you've never touched a Shimano Tranks or a Terramar rod or a Talica or
Corio,
any of the other. Yeah,
Trinidad.
You have a chance on Terramar Tuesday.
Terramar Tuesday is such a cool thing. 3-quarter-day trips aboard the San Diego, and then coming in June, also aboard the Liberty. And basically, Robbie or one of the Shimano Pro staff will be there with a ton of gear for you to try out at no extra cost.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, there's not one this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, April 19th, that'll be your next chance to go on Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Florida Christian at 5:30. Not too early to make reservations. Seaforthlanding.com or just call the landing and make a reservation, because there'll be a Shimano Pro staff there. You'll have a chance to try the Shimano jigs, the Terramar rods, and all the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. Terramar Tuesdays with the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Check it out.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it with Dale Hightower from Seaguar.
You got it, man. Chris, San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question for Dale. Do you ever see Seaguar coming out with a fluorocarbon that incorporates more of the stretch properties of mono?
Believe it or not.
Interesting question.
Fluoro Premier. Yeah.
Really?
One of the things about Fluoro Premier, it's got a little more stretch than the rest of our product. So if you haven't fished Fluoro Premier, it's a little, I wouldn't say softer, but it's a little limper, better knot strength, but it also has a little bit more elasticity than the rest of the product lines. So,
okay.
And there is stretch. Anybody that doesn't think there's stretch in a fluorocarbon braid deal, just hook a hookup to something that's not going to move, point the rod at it, and start walking backwards, and you'll be amazed that there is stretch involved. There is stretch. It's not like mono's like 30%. So we're going from like a rubber band to almost, you know.
Is it less than 10%?
Yeah, it's definitely less than 10%.
Yeah.
But I tell everybody, you feel every thump of the tail.
Yeah.
And the fish act weird kind of the first time you start fishing it. I mean, the meaning weird is you can become disconnected fairly quick, because if the fish swims a little towards you, sometimes it feels like he's not on there. And
big
that's
time.
Yeah, it's because we're so used to that stretch factor with monofilament growing up fishing that. That when the fish, we go from 30% stretch, and then the fish swims, you're still at like 10 or 20% stretch. So you're still under load. And I always tell everybody, when you're fishing braid, fluoro, and it feels like the fish came off, you better start turning the handle, because the fish
probably back up to them.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times, whether it's a 20-pound tuna or a 100-pound tuna, you're putting maximum pressure on them. They're coming your way.
But one thing, got to caution you on, Chris, I know the long-range guys always say it, is if you want to fish big fish, and you want to use 100-pound, use 130 Fluoro Premier, right?
Yeah, Fluoro Premier fishes one size smaller diameter.
Yeah.
So I tell everybody, 100-pound Fluoro Premier is 80-pound diameter.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't matter. It's like you pick 40-pound Fluoro Premier, it's 30-pound diameter.
And why is diameter important?
Diameter is important, obviously, because I think the bait swims better on a smaller diameter. But diameter is really critical on abrasion resistance.
Yeah. And so, when you're dealing with big tuna, that's
yeah, exactly.
That's
so
a big factor.
Here's the, I mean, it's, I call it the skinny. I think we refer to it as, it's the skinny fluoro. It's the 30-pound that breaks at 30, and that's got that great knot strength and great everything else, but it it fishes at 25.
I love
one of those things. It's pre-premier days. You know, you fished 30-pound labeled line, but the reality is you fished 40. I mean, that's the thing. Line has always been that. You just said it. Since the Berkeley days in the 80s, you know, the line has always been larger it's always been larger than it really was stated, you know.
Right.
And Premier is built, just like you were saying, IGFA, it is exactly what it is. So you're still truly fishing 30, but the reality is what you thought was 30 before, I mean, let's face it, it was 40 pound.
Right.
And so if you want to pull like what you're used to or have a bracing like what you're used to, you step up one.
Right. And I tell people, we make, like, you just take Blue Label and Floor Premier. Blue Label's our true line size diameter. It's a little stiffer. It's a little harder. Like, if that's your number one key is abrasion resistance, like, you know, Blue Label still. I mean, I tell everybody, when I'm fishing at night big fish, I'm fishing Blue Label.
Feed them the rope,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, if they're going to eat 150 or 200, I'm going to feed them the stiff, heavy. Huh. Yeah, but that
never fails.
That daytime bite where it's a pick bite and you're just praying for a bite, I'm fishing Floor Premier. And I know I'm playing with fire. Because I know I'm fishing a smaller diameter. I'm fishing 100-pound Premier. I know I'm fishing 80-pound diameter.
And you need to be cautious, too, if you're using a Sato crimp to connect your lines. I mean, you need to remember that you don't go by the line pound test rating. You go by the diameter. So, you know, if you're crimping your hook on, what you need to do is you need to fit it. You need to make sure that it's difficult to slide the crimp on, but
yeah, if it
but
slides
possible.
On easily, go down and slide.
Yeah,
exactly.
I definitely tell everybody with Premier and Pink Skinny, too, you know, where you have to... You have to go down one size of crimp on all the Sato stuff than what,
yeah,
what is.
And look at that. You know, Gary is a meticulously amazing guy, and everything's labeled with the diameter. So just go compare the diameter.
He's got that Gary takes such good care of that Sato kit. So when you get a Sato crimp kit, there's a little card that comes with it, and you know, there's all the crimps that say 30-pound crimp, 40-pound crimp. Well, right next to that, there's a column of exactly what the appropriate diameters to fit. So it's really easy. You pick up your spool of Seaguar, it tells you exactly
you
what the diameter is.
Like it
you
says right here on the
match
pink
it
label.
Up to it. Yeah.
And the other thing I think that people forget is not all braids the same.
Right.
So here's the deal. You're sliding those Sato crimps over Floor Premier and then braid like, you know, Seaguar Threadlock. So I actually took the time to make sure I knew what braid and what size braid I was fishing with, what size, you know, Pink Label or Floor Premier. And I took the time in my house and made sure I knew exactly what crimps was the perfect size.
Oh, you got a problem.
No, because I don't want to, like, when I'm on the boat, I don't want to be messing with
absolutely.
Fish. I want to go on the boat and I want to worry about one thing.
Yeah.
Catching fish.
That's right.
Right?
Pulling your butt
concentrate
off.
So
on
it's
that.
It's that prep. It's that gets back that confidence.
You've got a absolutely. Problem. Give me a break, Ricky. Like, you don't do that.
No, I slide it down. Like, okay, well, that one's too loose. I better, I screwed up and I spent all this time threading all this line. I got the new one. Like,
see, looks, you listen.
He's going to go, hey, Dale, do you have notes on all that stuff?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, please send the notes over.
Chris, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump right back in, talk to Kenny. He's calling from UTC. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Kenny?
I was calling to relay a story about how I got convinced about fluorocarbon.
All right.
We was at the Coronado Islands. There was a guy in a jet ski, and he was just ripping us. And I couldn't figure out why. And I dropped all the way down to 12-pound maximum, and I couldn't get bit on it as well as he was getting bit. We were getting bit, but not as good as he was. And what he was doing was using fluorocarbon. So the next trip, I had it on there. And we got bit just as good as everybody out there that trip.
There you go.
You don't
want to
go down
right there.
You don't want to go down to the guy in the jet ski.
Thanks a lot for the call, Kenny. Good
all right.
story.
Tony and Corona, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. How's it going, Tony?
Oh, very well, guys. Thank you. I'm very happy that you have the guest that you do today because I was lucky enough to go out Tuesday and got into the bluefin.
All right.
Nice.
Congratulations,
well, Tony.
Pete, I got to tell you, it was a birthday present for myself. I've never caught tuna in April because it's always too early in the season. So it was quite a gift for myself. But
good for you.
My question is this. We had a guy on a boat who's never fished fluoro. He's always sitting there. He was telling us he's never fished it. He put on Blue Label Seaguar, got big, caught fish. He was very surprised with it. It worked out great for him. However, my question is this. The skipper was telling us on the boat that the Blue Label has a tendency once in a while to break right above the knot. They've been having a lot of trouble with it lately, either above the knot for the hook or at the connection to the mono. Would you say that probably stems more from the way the knot is tied for the connection, or is there maybe some kind of a defect? And I'm not knocking the product.
Oh, no, 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 no. So this is the nature of fishing line. So number one is there's like the many years I've worked the Fred Hall show, right? I always wait for the one guy to walk in. It's usually a knot issue. So the problem I've seen recently, this is all depends on what kind of bite it is. So one of the things people forget is long soaks, right? Long soaks where you've got a lot of line off of the reel. Realizing if you put that reel, especially with the lever drag, in strike on 30-pound outfit, right, your drag is going to be way heavier. So there's a lot more stress on the knots. I see a lot of people still using the uni knot, and I think a lot of the problem stems from a double uni. I think if you're using the Seaguar knot from mono to fluoro, and you're using the John Collins knot from fluoro to braid, the guys I've talked to, and I've heard little isolated deals where people are having like some concerns about it, and it always stems back to the double uni. And I always, I can't guarantee any knots on anybody other than, the reason that we do the Fred Hall shows is to come by and find out that information. And, Rick sees it in the shop more than anybody working at Fisherman's Landing. And if it was a really big issue, and you can ask Rick how much Blue Label Fisherman's Landing sells, it's definitely not a product issue.
I think where the obvious is that it's in the same spot when it's just above the knot. What I would have to guess, and I would say complete confidence, is that as the knot is formed, knots that get drawn to the top first and then slid down, like a San Diego, which is knot that I tie, a uni knot where you tie your knot, and as you're cinching up, the knot forms above the hook, and then it slides into place. They're being formed either too tight or too dry, meaning you're not putting enough lubricant on it. You're not looking at the thing before you tighten it up. And they're burning the line, or they're crimping it, or they're creating an imperfection, and then pulling max pressure on something, it's always going to break at the wake length, and so that would be my guess. Try to form the knot closer to the hook eye, or just make sure that it's better lubricated before it burns when you slide it into place.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's got the Power Pro, the Pro Pack of Seaguar Fluorocarbon, as well as a 3-quarter day trip out of Dana War Sport Fishing. Great prize coming your way. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
Fishing is the mission when Fast Lane Kayaks presents Fishing Mission 2016. During April and May, you can take part in a guided kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. That's right, a 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of a Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. Spots are going fast, so you need to get on the kayak now. It's Fishing Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Call 619-222-0766 or check fastlanesailing.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, scams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. For more information, check out Terrafin.com. You heard the guys from 22nd Street yesterday. Every one of them said they don't ever go fishing without checking their Terrafin
chart
beforehand.
Without downloading that chart.
You got to, hey, the big winner of the pack of Pink Label Seaguar Fluorocarbon and a three-quarter day trip going fishing with Captain Brian Woolley at a Dana War Sport Fishing prize pack gun today to Rich in Bradley. Rich, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked when you open this bag of fluoro, man. It is an awesome one.
And go fishing with Captain Brian Woolley. How about that? And Dale, always a pleasure. Wealth of knowledge of fluorocarbon and fishing in general. We didn't even get a chance to talk about your Red Rooster trip, which I know was an epic trip. Always.
Oh, we'll just have to be back and do it again.
You got to do it again, yeah. But in the meantime, if somebody wants fluorocarbon, Seaguar fluorocarbon, the best, how do we get information on it?
Well, the information, you go to Seaguar.com. So that's Seaguar. It's got a dealer locator on there. And I'd say every premium tackle store in Southern California definitely should be well-stocked in Seaguar this time of year.
Yeah, all right, very good. All right, well, thanks for being here, and look forward to seeing you on the boats.
Yep, looking forward to it, guys.
Thank you very much. Look forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday here on the Mighty 1090. Thanks to Adam and Ryan in the back there for taking care of things. Thanks to Rock Cod Rick for covering for me while we're doing our Pesca Panama trip. But next Saturday, Alan Jim from the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers is going to be talking a little fly fishing next Saturday here, along with all kinds of other stuff. Then you heard it next Sunday live from Day at the Docks in the San Diego Landings. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.